Wherever there are shadows, there are people ready to kick at the darkness until it bleeds daylight.
I'm Rodney Olson, the host of the podcast Bleeding Daylight. Every week, I host inspirational guests from around the world who've overcome life's struggles and are making this world a better place. Hear how they've refused to let their past define their future on Bleeding Daylight, wherever you find podcasts or at bleedingdaylight.net.
Welcome to the End Zone Club, where we have conversations that are designed to push you from walking in potential to fulfilling your purpose, and introducing our host, Anthony Mitchell. Welcome back to the End Zone Club, where I am coming to you guys live from the United Kingdom, aka the northern region of Scotland. Guys, forgive me. My voice is wavering. It's the weather here has been very wet. I have been working in it. But y'all, I am loving the beautiful weather, scenery, and the lovely people here. I wanted to just real briefly get personal with you fans and with my listeners and just with my friends and family. But before I get too deep in today's conversation, I do have to put a disclaimer out here. The End Zone Club is a podcast that's wrapped around things we know now, i.e. conversations we wish we had when we were younger. And today, I'm going to just open up a little part of my journey with you guys, and hopefully it'll inspire you guys along the way to basically to write your dreams down. Yes, I talk about often writing down visions, but I'm talking about writing down your actual dreams. If you've been a listener of this podcast for any time, you know, we cover a lot of different topics and there's really nothing that's off limits. But today I often share certain stories from my life that are very public information. But today I want to share more private things. And hopefully within sharing some of these stories, it'll inspire my dreamers. I don't think everybody's a dreamer. I do think that all of us have a capacity to dream, but some people lay down and they have visual images that they don't remember in the morning. Other people, they're the kinds that have very lucid dreams, very imaginative, descriptive things that stay with them through the course of the day that feel like it has greater meaning. Have you ever had that? Like you had a dream, and just for some reason, a day or two later, something jogs your mind and you know, you don't forget it. Or maybe you've slept and waking up in the middle of a dream and you're like, oh my God, I wish I could go back into that dream. Well, I had a series of dreams at a very critical time in my life. And when I mean critical, I mean, I was kind of at a crossroads where I was needing direction and I wasn't getting answers fast enough. Now, just to give you a time and place, this was immediately after Hurricane Katrina. Lived through Hurricane Katrina in an affected area, lost a lot of things. And, you know, kind of after that time, as I'm losing a lot of things, I was kind of in this point where I'm like, okay, God, how in the world do I rebuild my life from here? I don't know if everybody goes through traumatic experiences where you have to rebuild a part of your identity after having suffered loss or having gone through things, but that's where I was at. And I didn't know at the time, do I want to rebuild where I'm at, or is there more and better opportunities for me somewhere else? And I never forget this. I had this dream during that time and I saw myself getting on a train. And this train took me to a lot of different places. Now, there's a reason I'm telling you this. So just follow me for a second. But this train, it took me to a lot of different places. And I saw myself in places like Chicago and building connections in different places. And then at one point in the dream, I saw myself in England and then in the United Kingdom. So at the time, I thought it was just a dream, right? Because of course, England has got a wonderful history. The United Kingdom has a wonderful history. But as far as where I'm concerned, especially with my Jamaican roots, of course, there's that British connection with England. But for myself, that was never like a place I looked at as a bucket list. have to go there. But for some odd reason, I was having this dream that I was there. And in the dream, I knew nobody in the place. Nobody looked like me, but I was accepted. And that was like weird. But it was very reaffirming to me because at that time, I really felt like I had no friendships. I felt like I was on my own in a lot of senses of the word. So to see this, I'm like, okay. So Hurricane Katrina happened around 2004, 2005. So from 04, 05 to 2023, that's basically almost the span of 20 years. This dream has laid dormant in the back of my mind. Now, fast forward about 2 or 3 months ago, I was on Facebook and one of my friends was watching a prophetic voice, Christian prophetic voice from Africa. Now, me personally, I don't care where you're from. I'm just always that guy that's like, all right, what you really about? Is this real or are you just on here trying to make some money? Because I do know some people get on Facebook every day, prophesying to people, praying for people, preaching to people, and posting cash apps and needing money. And sometimes you don't know if they're really doing it for the people or because they have to raise money, right? So I'm out here and I see this guy prophesying and I get on just being nosy. And almost instantly after getting on, and I think I talked about some of this a few episodes ago, but after immediately getting on, he begins to immediately prophesy to me and tell me some things. And one of the first things he says was, have you ever been to the United Kingdom? I'm like, no. Mind you, I'd forgotten about this dream I had, even though it was laying dormant in the back of my mind. And he says, I see you going to the United Kingdom. At that time, again, I'm like, all right. So he tells me some different things. Fast forward to the very next day, I get to work and I am told then that, hey, there's a possibility we may need you to go to the United Kingdom. At the time, it wasn't described as the UK. It was given like the airport that we were flying into. So after, you know, at the time, I was actually supposed to be going to Bulgaria. So I just thought, okay, I know I'm going to Bulgaria. Maybe this will or won't happen. Things worked out. I was completely taken off the Bulgaria trip. And yes, the United Kingdom trip wasn't at this point just formulated that it may happen, but it actually happened. And as I got here, this is no lie, I almost had an anxiety attack because we went to this place called Stirling Castle. With the way we've been working, we honestly hadn't had really any opportunity to get out. We're working probably some days, 10-day shifts, been in the rain, different things. By the time you get in, you're tired, and then you're basically getting up again at 3 a.m. in the morning. So it's been kind of hard trying to juggle any extra things. But we had one down day, and the very first day we're here. So we went to Stirling Castle. And just to give you guys a hint, Stirling Castle, there was a movie called Braveheart with Mel Gibson. I think that's the name of the movie. And part of that movie, from my understanding, was shot there at Stirling Castle. And there's a chapel there in the middle. And Mel Gibson actually hosted the premiere for the movie there in the chapel, right? Pretty cool piece of information. But I'm walking through Stirling Chapel. And I have like almost like this, it almost felt like a light flashing in my head. Like you see some people have epileptic seizures when they see bright lights, certain kind of triggering lights. Well, that's what happened to me because the lights came on in that moment and then dream came back to remembrance because in that castle, I have seen it multiple times in dreams and never knew where I was at. And being right there and seeing it and then it triggered my imagination and memory. It's like, oh my God, I've seen this before. I don't know if you guys have ever been there. Well, you've seen some things and it's like, feels like I've been here before. So having this experience, it's like, I encourage you guys to write your dreams down, pray over them because you never realize how the dreams God gives you propels you into thinking bigger, dreaming bigger. Actually, some people call it manifestation, but for me, it's realizing that God has a blueprint for us. And sometimes he'll give us bits and pieces along the way. But being over here, guys, live in Scotland, I'm going to be very transparent in this one because I really want to paint a picture, especially for us Americans, to sometimes realize we're not alone in this world. There are other people, there are other customs, cultures, traditions that extend beyond our own. And sometimes it's good to reflect on the good things of others so that it makes us ourselves better individuals. A lot of times I'll get in from work and I'll go down in the lobby and there's a restaurant downstairs. And sometimes, you know, after a long day of work, you know what I'm saying? You just want to be left alone a little bit, just a little quiet environment, no drama. Hey, let me just sit down and order something to eat. And I kid you not, I have been sitting at my table eating and multiple people maybe see me talking to my kids. Maybe I'm recording a TikTok at the table. Have just walked to my table and introduced themselves. One guy sat with me for about an hour and a half, and I had no intention on even being in the restaurant this long, but he was from the Isle of Man of Ireland, Island of Man in Ireland, which is a very historic place. And he taught me so much about the customs and the cultures and, you know, a lot of misnomers that people have about them and how they love Americans and the history of Brexit, what's going on in the country with taxation and some of the cheap labors that has driven the economy to certain places. And I'm just floored to hear these stories and to be in this where, you know, one minute you're talking with someone from Scotland and then somebody from England and then, you know, the Irish, and then you're hearing stories about Wales. But now to be this close, it's like mind blowing to me. And here, you know, in America, we kind of tend to fight over things that in other countries aren't that major. Like I have literally been sitting down eating somewhere and I've had other people that have come to me and said, oh my God, we just love black people here. In America, I could see how that could be offensive. And they just give me the history about how for them diversity is so major. Like I have a British coin on the side of my bed, and on the back of it, there's an inscription that says, diversity built Britain. And to hear them be so passionate about expressing their love for black people and being allies and these sorts of things, it's refreshing because I gotta be real. I spent the formative time of my life in the South, and sometimes you don't hear these kind of resounding words. So to see them not have these differences based on skin color, for them it's more about nationality. Do you put England first? Do you put Scotland first? Is Ireland more important to you than anything else? And that's the basis that they form their relationships on. And that has blown my mind. Now, I'm not speaking for all minorities here in this country. I'm just sharing the experience that I have had. So when, again, I often talk about the George Floyd situation, when you looked at the way that the rest of the world stood up in the sight of that injustice. Now to be in one of the environments where there was a large showing of support, I understand it and it's refreshing. But something else that has really stood out to me since being here, all of the food has been fresh. I've drank sodas. None of the sodas have any of the sugars or like the weird carbonations that we have. It's different. It's more like everything has that zero sugar. Or like, you remember a few years ago, guys, when Sunkist had the Sunkist 10, the Dr. Pepper 10, the 7-Up 10. That's what the sodas are like. I bought a Snicker bar out of the vending machine, and it tasted way different. Like, I've ordered steaks, and apparently there was a little situation here a few years ago called the mad cow disease. I like my steak medium rare, but I have been informed that even they'll ask you, how do you want your steak cooked? So I'm like, give me a medium rare, throw it, you know, do it like I like it. And they're like, okay, even though we ask you how you like it, like by law, we can't cook it like that. So I've been eating steaks that have been fully prepared, but they've been good. But like they'll bring, so if you get a steak, for example, and it comes with like mushrooms or tomatoes, you're getting a fresh mushroom or tomato, and it's not going to have a lot of salt or maybe no salt at all. Steaks have been really good. Everything comes in courses. So, you know, it's multiple courses with most of the meals, and it is cooked hot I can't express that hot with an exclamation mark enough, because when the food comes to you, it's hotter than you would get in a lot of places here in America. So it's cooked fresh, it's cooked to order, and it's brought to you hot. They don't bring you lukewarm cold food that, oh my God, I have to bring it back. Even one of the first days I was here, again, we were trying to learn the layout of the land. I did not really have a way around. So one of the guys shared in a group message that's with us, hey, I found this app called takeouteats.com or something, UK, and they'll deliver food. So I'm going through and everything, a lot of things here, fish and chips and shepherd pies and things like that. So I'm kind of looking at something that more or less I personally like. And I saw a KFC, so I ordered hot wings and a chicken breast. Well, when the chicken breast comes in, I open it up. It's very small, not many bones in it. Tastes way different. The hot wings, way different. Comes with a small container of gravy as well. Excuse me, guys. Completely different taste. Just blew my mind. And I just think it's important to see that I have started wrapping my mind around I'm wrapping my thoughts and my mind around this idea that maybe in our own country of America, maybe we have been placed at a disadvantage with some of the many offerings we have. Like, you know, some of the portions have been smaller, but it's been in courses, but you're a lot more fuller after eating the food that's not pumped with so many GMOs and different things. Like, they will not allow you to sell a lot of those things in this country. Like, even eating a bag of chips, you just taste the difference in the quality of food. And that has blown my mind. Of course, everybody often makes ado about the outlets. I don't know how I made this mistake, but I didn't bring an adapter. I was just thinking, hey, you know, I'll go in the lobby and buy one, right? Didn't work like that. Thankfully, one of the guys on this trip had an extra adapter, and he let me use it. So I get the adapter the first night. My hair, I didn't have time really to get a haircut. You know how we are. We're in a new country. You're meeting new people. You want to be fresh. You don't want to be in your pictures looking woolly mammothy with your mustache, your hair sticking from under your hat a certain way. You want to be fresh, right? So I get the adapter, plug it in the wall, plug my clippers up, and they sound like a stuck lawnmower. Or like, oh, you know when you turn a weed eater on for the first time and you get that real high-pitched squeal? Well, that's what my clippers sounded like. So I've got clippers and I've got liners. I kept swapping them back and forth, and both of them were extra loud. So I turn the clippers on. I start washing them out, cleaning them, thinking maybe something is screwed up in them, so to speak. But what had happened was there's a voltage difference in the walls here and in the voltage at home. So the increase in voltage here was getting maximum production from my clippers that I just wasn't ready for. So I put them up. I didn't want to risk messing my hair up and walking around with a bald spot, all my bald spots. So, wow, it's just like there are little things that mess with you. Something else that has stood out to me since being here is how clean this place is. Like, I have not seen garbage anywhere. And matter of fact, even like in public places, I have not seen many garbage cans, period. I'm like, what are y'all doing with your garbage? Because y'all know what? You go to a major city in America, it may smell like pee and there may be garbage everywhere, but to see it clean and to see it fresh and to not see kids littering and people throwing stuff out the window, I think that's a national discipline that we lack. Again, I'm an American. I've done stupid stuff with trash, but this has reshaped the way that I approach things. There's a different order and sense of discipline and pride in oneself and country, and it has been mind-blowing. I tell you what, I haven't walked around anywhere here, albeit at work, at any of the restaurants we've eaten at, or just immediately around the hotel, and people haven't been very nice to me. Like, very, very nice. Like, I have random people that have given me hugs. Oh my God, we love Americans. I heard your accent. Are you from the South? And I'm like, I am. And then conversation, hey, they're introducing husbands and kids. And I'm like, I just met you guys 3 minutes ago. That's how the experience for me has been. Like, this would actually be a place I would love to have, like a summer home where you just come in and just unwind from the perils of life, right? Recharge your battery and then go back home. Because listen, I love America. I love to go to Memphis and get barbecue ribs. I love to be in New York rooting for the Yankees. I love to go down to Florida and get crab legs. Love to fly into California and Alaska and do some outdoor things. But sometimes it's okay to take a break apart. And something else I really want to encourage, I want to rewind a little bit, because especially for my young people that have never been outside your world, that have never been outside your window, that have never been outside your community, your state, or in your region, I encourage all of you guys to go see the world. Before you start saying, hey, I'm in love, or I'm ready to just settle down and go to work, and these sorts of things, put yourself in a position to see more. Because even for me, to be able to see God even in a bigger sense of the word, like a lot of times I grew up in an American church, so we have this westernized philosophy of who God is. However, God didn't come from America. He came from this section of the Atlantic Ocean on this side of the world. Does that make sense? So there's a big difference even in how we interpret things over there and how they interpret it here. Like, I notice a lot of the roads are more narrower and smaller. Therefore, you see a lot of smaller cars. It's more of a minimalistic society in some sense. I mean, of course, I've seen Lamborghinis and things, but as a whole, it's built around this idea of suitability. In our country, we even share things from a way like if you the smaller you have, the more we condone the way you live in. But it's okay to come to a place like this. And instead of looking at it as being different, understand the mindset. That way you as an individual get balanced even to your thinking. You know, one of the things that made Rome so powerful as a country was that they found the good things that every society they defeated. They found the good things of that society and incorporated it into their own. And that's why I just encourage you guys, dare to dream, write your dreams down, write your goals down, hopes, things you desire to do. Pray over that, because I promise you, you will be surprised how in God's perfect timing, he will respond to you in the way you have seen things even years ago. I dreamt about the United Kingdom. I thought it was just a dream. But in 20 years, it's become a reality. And I want this to be a reality even that my family can experience. But with that said, guys, I am just really encouraged. I have high hope in knowing that God has just given us a steady flow of small victories. I can take that. I can take today being in Scotland, visiting Glasgow and Prestwick and Edinburgh and Stirling Castle. I can be okay with him making sure my light bill is paid next week. I can be okay with these sorts of things. But furthermore, I love God for just having it on his mind to think about me the same way he thinks about you guys. If these things are possible for me, I promise through all of your struggling, all of your how you may have fallen, or you may not think that good things will be strung together for you, it can happen. Don't stop believing. If y'all knew some of the struggles that even I have had last year, if you knew some of the trials, the tribulations that God has allowed to come our way, but to still be standing and by his grace, to have the mercy, to have a mind, to know that God is still in love with us and to love me and even tried to send personally that he hadn't forgotten me through it all, that he has covered my family and given us high hope to wake up and my liver and my kidneys are working. My heart is beating. My toes are maneuvering. My kneecaps are bending. To be able to get where I need to get, where I need to get to, I just thank God for these opportunities. And I see the blessings in small things. So I wanted to just briefly, guys, I just wanted to share this experience with you guys because it has been so mind revolutionary to me. I may not know how to use all these big words all the time, but I am trying to quantify and express how I feel. I have enjoyed just something different. For me, it feels like, okay, God, if now that I've experienced this, if you've opened up this door and done this, what other things lie ahead for my family? I'm looking at my daughters who are growing in business and structure. I am so in love with the potential God has placed on their life, and my sons are at different points in life, and my wife has got ambitions. I'm seeing all of this and I am excited, but some things take time. So don't lose hope while you're waiting also for dreams that you have had to materialize. I love y'all. This is another edition of the End Zone Club. Be blessed.